I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. As you probably already know, the corn crop across the Midwest is a big one, and as the numbers begin to trickle in from the southern part of the United States, it appears it may even get bigger. We'll talk today with Extension Ag Economist Daryl Good about the marketplace. We'll start by asking Daryl just how big he thinks the crop might be in the state of Illinois. Is it going to get bigger than it is already?
No, it's clearly a large crop here in Illinois, and in August, USDA suggested it was a large crop with the second highest yield we've ever experienced, second behind 2004. So the question is, statewide, will we exceed even that lofty forecast of yield, and not only here, but in other states as well? We haven't heard a lot of early yield reports from the east, Indiana and Ohio, where we know there was a little more stress, so those will be important as well. But I think these early reports have the market pretty much convinced that the crop is bigger than forecast in August. So the debate now is how much bigger, and USDA will shed some light on that with their September 12th report. So I think that will be an extremely important report because of the maturity of the crop. I think this will be more like an October forecast, which is typically awfully good, rather than a September forecast. So I think there'll be a lot more information in this report than we would typically think from a September report, at least for corn.
Well, let's take a look at what we know, at least at this point, about the crop prior to USDA's September production report. It looks like an awfully big one. It looks like it might get bigger, and that usually spells lower prices. But in this case, we have demand in the coming year for both exports and certainly for ethanol production that is awfully good, and it just seems like a confusing pricing picture.
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated story because of the extremely weak basis on corn. So on one hand, you say it looks like there's good opportunity for cash prices of corn to work higher as we go through the marketing year because of awfully good demand. I mean, there's some talk about softening of ethanol production, but the plants are there, they're operating, we're going to use a huge amount of corn. This whole wheat scenario with a shortage of feed wheat in Europe, I think that's really going to support corn exports. We have not seen any liquidation in domestic livestock production, so you've got to be pretty optimistic about demand for corn as we move through the marketing year. And if we do build all the ethanol plants that are currently under construction, I think we will need a little more corn acres in 2008, maybe not as many as we thought before if this 2007 crop is extremely larger than we thought, and so we have larger carryover stocks. But still, you can make an argument we probably can't afford to lose any corn acres next year. How many acres are winter wheat producers going to sow this fall? How many acres of soybeans is South America going to plant? Do we need more soybean acres here in the U.S. next year? If we plant more wheat and we need more soybeans and we need no less corn, then you start saying, well, these prices have to be high enough relative to all these other crops, rice, cotton, pasture, hay, in order to get more acres towards corn, soybeans. I think that's a real underlying support for corn prices. The challenge then is to try to get through this, what we think is a temporarily weak basis period here through the harvest season, and take advantage of a stronger basis after harvest. That requires storage to do that.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that because producers will be making decisions as to what crop they plan to put in the ground, corn, wheat, or soybeans, next spring. But the Chicago Board of Trade numbers, at least for soybeans at this point for sure, and possibly for corn, aren't quite right, and it makes their decision tougher. Do they need to rely on their cash basis?
They really do. Either way, though, if you assume that we have a more normal basis for the 08 crop, or if you assume that we continue to have an extremely weak basis for both corn and soybeans, That may not change your calculations very much. It'll change the level of prices of both commodities, whether you assume a 30-cent basis next year or a 50-cent basis. It changes the prices basically relatively the same. So I think there is clearly going to be more basis risk than we've experienced traditionally, more like perhaps what we've seen the last 6 months or so. But I think there's reason to believe that with a strong demand and with inventories remaining fairly tight, that we will see bases return to a more normal level. It's interesting that the problem really started with soft red winter wheat in the Toledo market. And for whatever reason, now we see that thing has corrected itself. And now we're seeing, as the September contract matures here, that Toledo wheat basis is showing nice convergence. A year ago, September went off the board at a dollar basis in Toledo. Right now you're looking at 4 cents under in Toledo. So explaining all that is very difficult to do, and we're currently looking at, as the September corn and soybean contracts mature, river basis extremely weak, although it seems like it's improving somewhat on corn. There's more basis risk, but think in terms of relative prices, and you have to do your homework on production costs, expected yields, and expected price, and say which one pencils out the most potential profit, and then make a decision. If I've decided to go one way or another, then how much forward pricing of that do I do in order to lock in the returns that I expect to receive from that crop?
What are your expectations for cash prices for the coming year now?
You know, I think, again, hedge it based on where the crop size really comes in, but you've got to think that corn prices are going to average probably at $3 or better for this crop year, and maybe work higher as we go through the growing season. We'll certainly have a lot of volatility in the market as we go into another growing season next spring, but some build up in stocks, but I think relatively high prices for corn. Soybeans are much more difficult to call because there's still some uncertainty how South America is going to respond, what kind of growing season will they have. But cash prices, looks to me like we're going to average above $8 on soybeans this year. So on one hand, you say, well, it's really hard to go wrong. I mean, revenues are going to be pretty good with decent yields, $3 corn, $8 soybeans. But extremely wide trading ranges, I think, on both commodities, that's going to make pricing decisions somewhat frustrating in terms of timing marketing decisions. But it looks like good returns in the offing this year.
Farmers with grip would like low prices during the month of October. You think you can provide that for them?
It looks like that's going to happen, certainly on corn. You got a 406 price guarantee, spring price guarantee. You're now looking at Dease corn at 340 or so, and if this big crop comes in, maybe push it down another 20 cents. So even with exceptionally good yields, with a 20% drop in the price, there may be some insurance payments made on those revenue products.
Thanks much, Darrell. We appreciate you being with us.
My pleasure.
Darrell Good, Extension Ag Economist at the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.